time to play the game. Time to play the game. It's all about the game and how you play it.
All about control.
And if you can take it,
all about your debt.
And if you can pay it,
it's all about pain.
And who's gonna make it?
I am the game.
You don't wanna play me.
I am.
Hello and welcome everybody to another edition of DFS Straight Talk. I am your host, JBlaze39. And we're coming at you at for week three. We're already getting to the nitty gritty of the season here already. We're developing trends and see what teams are really like in this young season. This slate this week, I tell you, it's got some mismatches. It's got, on paper, it seems like a lot of mismatches on, and a lot of predictable games. In fact, there's only one game that's touted over 50 points this week, and but then we got two games that have spreads of over 20 points, so. You know, it's good. Who knows what's going to happen here? Now, just a little bit. For those that don't know, this is a DFS Straight Talk, and what we do here is just straight raw type, you know, conversation type, talking through each game. And kind of give strategy ideas and, you know, ways to build your lineup that, you know, it's just, you know, it's real talk, real plays here, you know, not a lot of hype. I don't fall for the a lot of the hype type plays. Because there's a lot of shows out there that like to talk up various players just to get the ownership up, because they have the audience, and so and so is gonna do well, that's gonna boost their ownership. Well, if they don't really believe that, you know, they're gonna. They can go the other way, and they kind of some of the sharks out there with these shows, you know, use that platform to their advantage. You're not going to hear that here. You know, I'm going to straight up tell you that, you know, this is, you know, who I like, who I don't like, you know, kind of game stacks to, you know, to consider. You know, maybe some off the wall type guys that not many people are on. I watch a ton of film each week and trying to dig up some of the, you know, the guys that are gonna have a tendency to go off. That maybe somebody hasn't or they haven't shown yet based on matchups. Based on some history, some, you know, game flow has a lot to do with this, and you know, let's just get right into it. I mean, it's going to be a fun slate. The type of games that I build are like hybrid type, you know, with cash lineups, you know, with some hybrid to it. And I put those in both GPPs and cash games. Now, when I talk about a hybrid, I want my lineups, build with a lot of floor and but yet have the ability to reach, say over 200, 220 points is kind of where I'm going. That's kind of my goal for my lineups. In between that 200 to 220 is what I shoot for. A lot of guys try to shoot for that 150 for cash games, and that's fine. I tend for cash games, I try to be at 180 to 200. And that's just the way I like it. There's a little more risk to it, but in the way our industry is going, you almost have to have an edge somewhere, because in some of these large field tournament cash tournaments, you're gonna run into a lot of these 150 or 50 lineup trains. And what that is they'll have one lineup and they'll take up 50 spots. Well, in cash lineups, you only have to beat 40, 50% of the field. Well, if you get a handful of guys that clog up, 300 spots based on three lineups, that doesn't leave a whole lot of room to cash. So your percentage goes down. So what you need is a little, edge to kind of get away from just the so-called chalk. So and to separate yourself from those trains. And that's the way I try to build. And but yet I try to put enough ceilings in there where my team has, the players have the ability to have a breakout game, but yet have some security based on their matchup. So, every player in my team has the ability to at least get 20 points. I mean, not saying they will every week. But they have to be able to reach that. And if you get some guy that's 2% owned that gets 20 points and he's, kind of a dark horse and nobody was on, and but then your chalky guys go off as well. Well, now you're sitting on a hell of a lineup. So you just need your chalk guys and the high price guys or just the high floor guys to do what they do, and then have your riskier players have a breakout game. That's what this is all about. So you just need them for 1 week. So, all right, let's get right into it. I tell you what, before we get into it, I've been working a lot on the website. If you get a chance, go to dfsstraighttalk.com. There's rankings that get updated every Tuesday evening. And I always have my player pool on like Thursday or Friday. You'll get my complete list of players I'm on every week, that only for the members. So, get in there, and there's all kind of there's a tons of articles, tons of value in there. So, check out, and give it a shot, at dfsstraighttalk.com. And also wherever you're hearing this podcast, if you wouldn't mind, it would sure help out the podcast a lot just by going and giving us a 5-star rating, where an Apple Podcast or wherever you happen to listen to this. Give some type of rating. It would help to show out a lot. So that way we can get the message out. to more people and help more people out, because that's the reason I'm doing this. I love giving advice and helping others win. I love that. So, all right, without further ado, let's get into the matchups here. And our first game is on the docket here is Buffalo Bills at home, favored by 6, going up against Cincinnati Bengals. This game here is one of my favorite games of the week. I'll tell you why, especially on the Buffalo side. Josh Allen's going to be one of my cash game quarterbacks. The guy just, has a high floor. Yes, he'll turn the ball over. Yes, he's unpredictable. But he's got the running game to make up for it. And the way Cincinnati's been playing, you can run all day on them, and their tackling is horrendous. I was watching the game last week, and oh my goodness, there was missed tackles everywhere. Not saying they're a bad team. It's just, wow. I mean, if you want a game stack, this one, I don't discount it. Because what I would do is go with John Brown, Josh Allen, and I don't know, but maybe Frank Gore. But then on the other side, come back with either CJ Azuma or and Tyler Boyd, who's a cash game option for you. John Ross is lighting things up. I'm a little hesitant on Ross because of the matchup with he's going to see the number one defender from Buffalo, I think. So another thing, another option here is I do like, if you don't want a game stack, if you just want a piece, take Buffalo's side and load up on their defense, because Cincinnati will turn the ball over, and Buffalo is a good defense. So, and they're at home, so that's another game flow that could go. So, now next game is Indianapolis at home against Atlanta. Indy's favored by 1 for whatever reason. The over-under, they got one of the higher up totals for the week, 47.5. This is a game that could shoot out. I see this one more as a 24-21 type game. And so you ask yourself, where are those points coming from? Well, Indy tends to limit the big plays. So who I like here is Freeman. I like Devontae Freeman. He's been had a slow start to the season, but they still use him a lot. And I think this is a good matchup for him. This could be a matchup between him and Marlon Mack. It could be the two backs, kind of duking things out. T.Y. Hilton's going to get his. Jack Doyle will get his. Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones. It's you pick your poison there. I'm not a huge Jacoby Brissett fan, but he does offer some running upside, so as well. I don't. It's very risky taking him. But I can, and it's, they're both dome teams, and so Matt Ryan does better in a dome. So it could be a fun game. Now overall on this slate, there's about four games that I want to target. And I'll tell you this, who they are. I mean, it's okay. You got the chalky, the game everybody's going to be on, which is Kansas City and Baltimore. Now you're going to pay a premium salary wise for these guys. I Baltimore plays Kansas City pretty tough. I mean, Kansas City's not going to be able to just run all over Baltimore like they have the first 2 weeks. This is going to be a little more of a challenge. I mean, they're favored by 6.5. The over/under is at 52. I love Lamar Jackson this week. And I like to pair him with, obviously, Mark Andrews and Hollywood Brown, and then come back with either Hardman or Watkins. I like Watkins this week. He kind of had a quiet week last week, and that was kind of based on matchup. Now this week looks like Jimmy Smith's going to be out for the Ravens, so that kind of bodes well for Watkins. They like to spread him around different areas, so everybody might be on Robinson. I tend to think that's kind of a trap. He could have a decent game, but I think it's kind of a trap. So be careful with that. I'm not touching any of the running backs on Kansas City. If you do think that this could go the other way, there is a theory where this game could be pretty messy in this, maybe a 21-17 type game. Well, if that's the case, I want the Baltimore defense in this one. It you're gonna get them at very low ownership, but if they come through, boy, you're gonna scoop all the chips. So, on the next game, New England at home against the Jets. They're favored by 22.5. Oh my word. Over under is at 43.5. This is gonna be one of the chalkiest defenses you will see. Them and the Dallas Cowboys will be the highest owned defenses. And what I see here is a 35-10 type game. The Jets are without two of their top quarterbacks. They're down to Luke Falk as their quarterback. He didn't look that great last week against Cleveland. So on paper, this looks like a Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead, type of game. I think what happens here is the Patriots get off to an early lead and they just coast. Le'Veon Bell, I'm not touching him. Yeah, he's in PPR formats. He is getting catches, so he will be used maybe in mop up duty. He could score a late touchdown but for the price he is, that's too risky. You know, I love the player, but I can't do it on this week with him. Robbie Anderson. Now that one is that's an interesting play. If the Jets are going to keep this close at all, Robbie Anderson's going to catch a couple deep ones, which can happen. So he does have that ability. So we'll see. He could be a sneaky, one-off type play. So, now another angle here is Antonio Brown on one side, Le'Veon Bell on the other. Do you think they're going to be a little juiced up to play each other to see who's the real number one, the real, that's an angle that it's going to be talked about a little bit, I'm sure. And Antonio Brown probably is in line for about six catches, maybe 80, 90 yards, and a touchdown. That's where I see him. So, anyway, let's move on. Philadelphia at home against Detroit. Philadelphia is favored by 6.5. Over-under is at 47. I like Carson Wentz. I like Nelson Aguilar. Galladay. Kerryon Johnson is interesting. TJ Hockenson. He could do some things with it. Danny Amendola is where I'm going. Zach Ertz, he's probably the number one guy. You're going to pay a premium for him, but it's going to be the type of thing where you're paying up to be contrarian. So, I forgot to mention in the Baltimore-Kansas City game, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce are going to be the two highest owned players on this slate as a pair. Mahomes, no matter what price he is, he's worth the money. The guy is just playing on a different level. So, cash games, don't mess around. Just play one of those two quarterbacks, or if you want to get sneaky, go with Josh Allen or Dak Prescott for cash. That's all you have to do. Just take one of them and call it a day, and then mix it up from there. So, all right, next game. The Minnesota at home against Oakland. Over-under is at 43. Dalvin Cook, you're about to have a big day. Adam Thielen is in line for a big day. I see this one as a 38, 17 type game. Oakland will hang in there. Their running back Jacobs, he will get some touches here. Now Tyrell Williams is the type of receiver that could be trouble for the Vikings. They're all right. Now, the Vikings defense are missing Mackenzie Alexander this week, and that's big news, because on some of their packages they could be exploited. So keep an eye on Tyrell. And Waller. That's about the only area I'm going to go. Kirk Cousins, he's due for a big game. This could be it. So, they're favored by 8.5. Vegas is telling us something there. So, that's a pretty big spread. So, next game, Dallas at home against Miami, the hapless Dolphins. Over-unders at 47. Dallas will have most of it. And it's going to be the Zeke Elliott show. Get ready for 60% cash, 80% ownership for Zeke Elliott. Dak Prescott is another one that's going to garner some ownership. Now, they won't have Mike Gallup. He's having surgery. The guy I like is Randall Cobb. I'm not going to be on Amari Cooper this week, but I like Zeke, Dak, and Cobb. Miami, good luck. Preston Wilson, maybe. That's about it. Dallas defense going to be, in play, obviously. Next game is going to be, Arizona at Carolina, or they're at home against Carolina. This game has the makings of a shootout. Just so we're keeping score here, I got Kansas City, Baltimore, a shootout game. Indy, Atlanta, shootout, perhaps. Buffalo, Cincinnati, possible shootout. Now I got Arizona, Carolina, possible shootout. Christian McCaffrey, he's like a must play every week. Every time he plays, he's in my lineup. Fishing cash, just play him. Don't fight it. the dude is just an animal. All right. Kyler Murray is an interesting play this week. So is David Johnson, if his wrist is all right, if he plays. love Fitzgerald this week, and Christian Kirk is another good play. And if you want to go off the radar a little bit, it's, you know, Keyshawn Johnson, the rookie wide receiver. So, but what you're hoping for there is a long touchdown. So, Carolina, you got Curtis Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. Maybe DJ Moore. You know, I don't mind. This week, I don't mind the Arizona defense. They're going to be cheap, but they could put up some points. You know, Cam will put it on the ground. So, that's something to consider. So, to fit some of your high-priced studs, that could be an option. So, next game is Tampa Bay at home against the Giants. Over-under is at 48. Now, Tampa is favored by 6.5. That seems different. That just seems, what's Vegas telling us? They got a rookie quarterback starting, Daniel Jones, for the Giants. Does that help or hurt the other players on the Giants offense? I think it kind of helps. In large tournaments, you could almost take Daniel Jones and pair him with a couple, Ingram and Saquon Barkley, and come back with Godwin on the other side. And that could be a winning week. Because I don't know how many people are going to be on that combination. So there's some validity to that. So you know, personally, I kind of like that idea in kind of a YOLO type of lineup. So, you know, let's just continue on here. We got San Francisco at home against Pittsburgh, against a new quarterback for Pittsburgh, Mason Rudolph. Now, in kind of mop-up duty he did last week, he didn't look that bad. He had a 92-point passer rating. The guys I like here are Vance McDonald and the two tight ends is what I like here. McDonald and Kittle. Maybe Marquise Goodwin. Maybe Moncrief could be a breakout candidate this week. So, I like that option. San Francisco, favored by 6.5. They ran all over Cincinnati last week. You know, Matt Breida is a decent play. Jalen Samuels is a decent play. You know, that's about it. I mean, either one of these defenses I like. They're both scoring defenses. So you could take your pick there and pair them with one of their running backs. So, all right, next game. We got two games left on the main slate. Seattle at home against New Orleans. Here again, new quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. Nobody knows what to expect. Seattle at home, well, they're not the Legion of Boom anymore, but they get a pretty darn good club. And it's a tough place for, you know, teams to play. Seattle's favored by 4. I like Chris Carson. I like Michael Thomas. I like Kamara. I also like Tyler Lockett. And I also don't mind Jared Cook in this one. So, Seattle's defense is very much in play with this one. So that's an option. So next game, Chargers at home, which seems kind of odd to me because they're in L.A. I still think they're in San Diego. They'll always be the San Diego Chargers to me, but that's a whole other issue. They're up going up against Houston Texans. They're favored by 3. Over-under is at 47.5. This could be the game to lay it's going to get the most ownership for the late games. This one and the Tampa Giants. Actually, there's a couple games, actually. So this might not be the most popular one. But you got Eckler. You got the Chargers defense. You got I really like Philip Rivers this week. I think he's going to have a bounce back game. I like Keenan Allen. And on the other side, I don't mind Deshaun Watson. And you know, Hopkins is always in play. You know he's going to get the targets. What he does with them, who knows? For his salary, you need over 100 yards and 2 touchdowns to have any kind of value. So, you know, it's going to be hard to pay that off. So, I might go with Duke Johnson. And maybe Will Fuller. You know, maybe the Chargers defense. Chargers defense, because Houston gives up a lot of sacks. I mean, Deshaun Watson's already been sacked 10 times in two games so far this year. So there's some merit to playing the Chargers defense here. So that about does it for the main slate. Now the Sunday night game, Cleveland at the at home against the Rams. The Rams are favored by 3 on the road. Over-under is at 49. What's not to like about all the, you got all the options. OBJ, Mayfield, Goff, Gurley, Nick Chubb. Looks like David Ajuko's out. Higgins, if he plays, is in play. Cooper Kupp. I love Cooper Kupp this week. Robert Woods. Brandon Cooks is in play. You know, At the same time, the Rams defense could be a sneaky play if you're playing the Thursday through Monday slate or the Sunday Monday slate, all right? So that could be a sneaky play there. But that's, your odds are limited there. So last game, Monday night game, Washington at home against Chicago. Bears are favored by 4 on the road. Over-unders are 42. On paper, this looks like an ugly game. But Washington throws the ball a lot. Chris Thompson is one of my favorite plays of that game. I think they're going to be playing from behind. I like Chicago to break out to an early lead. With Allen Robinson and well, it's you could go with Cohen, or this could be the week that Montgomery gets in the action. So Chicago defense is very much in play. Washington, Vernon Davis, perhaps for a long, just a couple of receptions and a touchdown, and that's about it. So, well, that pretty much does it. I didn't touch on the Thursday night game, Jacksonville against Tennessee. I love AJ Brown, and I do like Derrick Henry and Leonard Fournette. And beyond that, maybe D.D. Westbrook. That's about it. I like both defenses. So there you have it. So this is going to be like a 17-13 type game. So it's going to be a snooze fest, if you ask me. So now there's some injuries throughout the league. Keep an eye on those. I will have my player pool up tomorrow night, or Friday morning, whichever, depending on how much time I have here. And then the spreadsheet is up with the rankings at each position. And so go ahead, check out dfstraighttalk.com, and then all of a sudden just leave us a review here. It helped the podcast a lot, and I'd love to get some feedback. So let me know how I'm doing. What I can do to improve, some different options, to incorporate, some strategies. I try to list a handful of game stacks each week. I kind of did that here with Buffalo, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Buffalo. And then what was the other one? Tampa, Giants, and Indy, Atlanta. So maybe Arizona, Carolina. I actually like Arizona, Carolina more than Indy, Atlanta. So just but my favorite one is the Buffalo. That's the one I like the most. And you're going to get it at low ownership. So that about does it for the podcast this week. And let's go win some money. Peace. I'm out.